This is the listening parts. There are two parts in this section. Part 1.
You will hear two girls talking about a new teacher in their school. Complete each blank with no more than two words.
Now you will have 20 seconds to look through the questions. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will listen twice.
The new teacher in our school is great.
Really? What does he look like?
Well, he's of medium height and he's quite slim.
Oh, really? Is his hair fair?
No, it's dark, actually.
What's he like?
He's quite cheerful and very popular already. Look, he's chatting with Mr. Prosser.
Is he the one with a short beard and a moustache?
That's right.
Now, listen again.
The new teacher in our school is great.
Really? What does he look like?
Well, he's of medium height and he's quite slim.
Oh, really? Is his hair fair?
No, it's dark, actually.
What's he like?
He's quite cheerful and very popular already. Look, he's chatting with Mr. Prosser.
Is he the one with a short beard and a moustache?
That's right.
Part 2.
You will hear two people talking about Japanese culture etiquette. Listen and circle whether the following statements are true or false.
Now you will have 20 seconds to look through the questions. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will listen twice.
Hi, Jack. Did you watch the documentary on Channel 5 last night?
Hi, Susan. No, I read a book last night. What was it about?
It was about some cultural etiquette in Japan.
That sounds interesting. Is it the same in the UK?
Well, there are many differences. For example, in Japan, people greet each other by bowing. Shaking hands is not common in Japan. And before you enter a Japanese home, you have to remove your shoes and wear indoor slippers.
Really? What else?
Japanese people are very polite, especially in companies. When people exchange business cards, they offer the cards with both hands to show respect.
It seems complicated.
The come here hand gesture in Japan is different too. In the UK, we curl the index finger to call someone. But in Japan, this gesture is for calling animals only.
How confusing.
And you know the gesture with the index finger joining with the thumb? To create a circle, right?
Yes. Does it still mean everything is okay?
Actually, no. This gesture can mean money in Japan.
You're joking.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Jack. Did you watch the documentary on Channel 5 last night?
Hi, Susan. No, I read a book last night. What was it about?
It was about some cultural etiquette in Japan.
That sounds interesting. Is it the same in the UK?
Well, there are many differences. For example, in Japan, people greet each other by bowing. Shaking hands is not common in Japan. And before you enter a Japanese home, you have to remove your shoes and wear indoor slippers.
Really? What else?
Japanese people are very polite, especially in companies. When people exchange business cards, they offer the cards with both hands to show respect.
It seems complicated.
The come here hand gesture in Japan is different too. In the UK, we curl the index finger to call someone. But in Japan, this gesture is for calling animals only.
How confusing.
And you know the gesture with the index finger joining with the thumb to create a circle, right?
Yes. Does it still mean everything is okay?
Actually, no. This gesture can mean money in Japan.
You're joking.
This is the end of listening test. Now you will have 1 minute to check your answers.